This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 366 for Tuesday, April 29th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market suffered losses from largely negative sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were down, while crude oil lost more than $1 US per barrel due to concerns over a potential trade war and weakening demand. StatCan reported on Monday that Canada's March canola crush was 1.02 million tons, up 16% from February and up 6.5% from March 2024. Canada has crushed 7.8 million tons so far this marketing year, up 6.2% from 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract was down $9.40 per ton at $687 even. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in negative territory. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that the U.S. corn crop was 24% planted as of April 27th, 5 points ahead of the five-year average. Iowa's crop was 34% planted. Nationwide emergence was at 5%, up 1 point from normal. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced it will issue a waiver to allow the sale of E15, or 15% ethanol-blended gasoline, this summer. Corn crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his forecast for Argentine corn production by 1 million tons at 49 million, while leaving Brazil's unchanged at 125 million. The July corn contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.70. Soybean planting progress in the U.S. was at 18%, 6 points ahead of the five-year average. Iowa's crop was 25% planted, 12 points above average. China is expected to import more than 30 million tons of soybeans from Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay combined from April to June, setting a new quarterly record. China said it plans to reduce the grain used in livestock feed by 60% and its soy meal content by 10%. Cordonnier raised Argentina's soybean crop estimate by 1 million tons at 50 million, while leaving Brazil steady at 169 million. The July soybean contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.53. Spring wheat planting in the U.S. was 30% complete, 9 points ahead of the five-year average. Emergence was normal at 5%. Meanwhile, winter wheat conditions were 49% good to excellent, 4 points above average, while the crop was 27% headed, 5 points above average. Kansas's winter wheat crop posted a 47% good to excellent rating, up 6 points from a week earlier. Oklahoma and western Arkansas could see between 60 to 100 millimeters of rain over the next 3 days. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.26. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.31. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.93. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 29th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.